أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحق لربك فلا تكن من الممترين. In the previous ayat, Allah explained in detail the proofs that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is not the son of God, he is not God, he is not Allah, and that he was not killed on the cross, and he was raised miraculously by Allah Ta'ala, body and soul, to the heavens, where he is till now. And on his appointed time, Allah Ta'ala will send him back again to the dunya, and then he will fight against Dajjal, and it is Isa alayhi salatu wasalam himself who will kill Dajjal. All the Jews will have gathered behind Dajjal, and the army of Imam Mahdi will fight them. And it is also narrated that a vast majority will accept Islam, but those who do not, they will be all slain and killed. The same way with the Christians, the vast majority will accept Islam, but those who don't will also be slain and killed, and only the religion of Islam will be at that time. It will be so much that when Imam Mahdi with his army will go, then if any Jew is hiding behind a tree or a rock, a stone, the rock and stone and tree will say that Hada Yahudi Warai Faktulhu, this is a Jew hiding by me, kill him. The trees will talk, the rocks will talk, and in this way not a single Jew will be left. So after discussing this and with all the details, as was presented in a very humble and a very simple and very briefly, Allah Ta'ala says after that, Inna hadha lahu al-qasas. Allah Ta'ala says that now the truth has been made clear and it has been brought to you. Jidhalika natluhalika min al-ayati wa dhikri al-hakim. That the truth has been now brought to you, the truth, and do not be amongst those people who have any doubts whatsoever. And that address is not really for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but it is for the ummah. That the ummah must not have any doubt in this matter. And alhamdulillah, by and large, the ummah believes clearly that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was raised miraculously. He will come down miraculously. He will fight Dajjal, and then the army of Imam Mahdi will kill all the followers of Dajjal. So Allah says, Al-Haqqu min Rabbi, Haqq wohi jo tere Rabb ke, that the truth is that which Allah has revealed. Fala takum min al-mumtareen, phir tu mat reh shak lane walo se. So don't be amongst those who have any doubts whatsoever. And further, Allah Ta'ala explained that after the truth has come and all the proofs have been given, and if these people still don't want to believe because of their obstinacy, because of their pride, arrogance, jealousy, etc., then now the last resort is فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. پھر جو کوئی جھگڑا کرے تجھ سے اس قصے میں بعد اس کے کہ آ چکے تیرے پاس خبر سچی. Those people who still dispute with you after the truth has come down, and you have explained it in so much of detail, and they still don't want to accept, then tell those people. And these ayat, as have been mentioned many times, are for the Christians of Najran that has come. The first 83 ayats of the surah, Surah Ali Imran, it was to give them the answers. So when they did not believe, then Allah revealed this ayat in which Allah said, now the time has come for what is called Mubahala. One is Mujadala and Mubahata, discussion and debate. And after that, for the truth, and you still don't want to accept, now is Mubahala. What is Mubahala? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded by Allah Ta'ala that say to them that we will call our families, our wives, our women folk, and our children, all of us, and then we ourselves also, And you also come yourselves, come with your wives and your children. And then we all together sincerely make dua to Allah that, Ya Allah, whoever is on falsehood, send your azab down on those people. Let it be seen clearly that who is on falsehood. For that Allah Ta'ala says, فَقُلْ تَعَالُوا نَدْعُوا أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ تو تو کہہ دے آؤ بلاوے ہم اپنے بیٹے اور تمہارے بیٹے. Say to them, we will call our children and you call your children. وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ اور اپنی عورتے اور تمہاری عورتے. And we will call our woman also and you call your woman also. وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ اور اپنی جان اور تمہاری جان. And we ourselves also and you yourselves also. Completely all of us together, we will get together in one place. ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ پھر التجا کرے ہم سب. And then we all plead to Allah Ta'ala, what is called mubahala, that Ya Allah, whoever is on falsehood, send your adab down. فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ اور لعنت کرے اللہ کی ان پر کہ جو جھوٹے ہیں. And we make dua then, that O Allah, send your lanat, your curses, on those people who are the liars. Those who believe that Isa a.s. is the Son of God, that He is God Himself, and those who don't believe that He is the Son of God, but He is the Messenger, the Rasul of Allah, the Nabi of Allah, then whichever party is wrong, send your curses upon them. This then, by Allah's command, Nabi a.s. offered them. Nabi a.s. called them and told them, these ayat have been revealed and this is now the situation. Our debate and discussion has been carrying on very long and in complete detail. And you people still don't want to accept. You haven't got answers, but you don't want to accept. So now this is the case of Mubahala. When this was presented to them, according to some narrations, they said, give us one day's chance. We will come back tomorrow and tell you whether we accept this or not. And in some narrations, they said, give us 3 days' chance. Then in front we will read what was the consequence of this and what happened after that. May Allah always guide us to righteousness, save us from obstinacy, from pride, from jealousy and from hatred. These are things that a person, when even he knows what is the truth, still he doesn't accept the truth. When these qualities are within a person, and each one must check how much of this is in us, and therefore we are not prepared to accept the truth. We will make various types of excuses, but the truth is we don't want to accept the truth. So Allah guide us to righteousness, inshallah. Subhanallah.